The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
I remember when we were younger, I remember that my brothers and myself, we were working in camp in Sha'arim, and there was a boy there who couldn't afford the tuition, but the parents didn't want to say that. They didn't want to say that. So the mother calls up, and she says, listen, you know, we can't afford that if our kid doesn't go to camp, it's going to be very bad. He's going to lose everything over the summer. Please, we're begging you. My husband's out of a job. I'm working two jobs. Please, take the boy, and we'll pay you a little something, but we have nothing. And it broke our hearts. And me and Avi, we looked at each other. We'll find a way to raise the money to get this kid into camp. I'm not going to tell you what really happened. What really happened is that Avi gave his paycheck to pay for this kid, but I'm not supposed to tell you that, so I didn't tell you. So we can get this kid into camp that summer to get him off the streets. And sure enough, the first day of camp came. And on that first day of camp, and you know it's a crazy day, and we're standing outside, and we're doing the first day's dismissal, and it's pandemonium. And the first day's dismissal, I'm outside, my brothers are inside, we're on walkie-talkies, and there's a lineup of cars of parents, and every time a parent comes up, we ask the parent the name, we call in the name, they send the kid out, and we're trying to keep sad there. And I see the cars are coming closer and closer. And so sure enough, I see that there's this two-door Jaguar, brand new, gorgeous car, expensive car, with the top down, the leather. There's a lady smiling behind the wheel. I walk up to her and I say, what's your name? And she tells me the name. And I said, what? She said, yeah, Rabbi, remember? I'm the one who talked to you 2 weeks ago before camp. Thank you for taking my son. And I'm saying, thank you for taking my son. And I'm looking and I'm saying, Shema Israel. This lady cried poverty. Her husband's out of a job. This one, that one, and the other thing. She's driving around in a car that's more than the house I own in Lakewood. Oh, did I feel terrible at that moment. I felt like 2 cents. I went to bat for this lady. I went to talk to Rabbi Wadish for this lady. Avi gave up his paycheck for the summer for her son, and she's driving it around in a two-door convertible Jaguar. Mamash, I tell you, I couldn't. I just couldn't. I said, Avi, whatever you do, don't come outside. So send the kid out. They send the kid out. The kid goes in and he's smiling, bye, Rabbi, bye. And they take off. I couldn't tell Avi. I couldn't break his heart. Couldn't tell him. So finally that night, I just couldn't take it. It killed me. And he's going to be working an entire summer. His paycheck's going to go to a kid's tuition. And the mother is driving it around in a brand new two-door convertible Jaguar. I mean, you have no idea that feeling that someone really backstabbed you in a certain way. Really got you. Till that night, finally, I told Avi, I said, Avi, listen to me. You know what? Tomorrow, because I couldn't say it straight. I said, tomorrow, I'm going to take the inside, and you're going to take the outside. And I'm figuring to myself, when this lady pulls up with the Jaguar, Avi's going to see her, and he's going to pass out. We're going to call Hatzalah, and that should do it. And that's it. So I went inside. Avi went outside the next day. And the cars are lining up. And sure enough, that moment of truth, I hear over the thing that police send out so-and-so, meaning that the mother just pulled up. I said, I'm going to have to see this. Took the kid's hand. I walked outside. And I come running up. And I see that Avi's sitting there, smoothing with a lady, but it's not the mother of this kid. It can't be. She's bribed. She's beaten up, old Toyota, whatever it was. I'm not talking about a Camry. It was like a 19, whatever it was. It was the old Camrys that when you sit down, the thing automatically comes and chokes you good. When you sit down, the automatic seat belts. Talking about the old ones. She's driving this old beaten up car. And I said, yeah, who's Avi talking to? As I come a little closer, I see it's the mother, the lady from the two-door Jaguar yesterday. I'm running up. I just couldn't contain myself. I said, hey, Mrs. So-and-so, what happened to the two-door Jaguar? I know that's very tactless, but believe me, it was a shock. And she smiles and she laughs. She says, no, Rabbi. My car was in the shop. It breaks down every 2 days. I had to come pick up my kids. So I asked my boss to borrow his car yesterday to pick him up. This is my car. So why did I look so negative? Why didn't I give this person the benefit of the doubt? Why didn't I rack my head and come up with some plausible reason of positive to save the person in my eyes? It's a life's work to train yourself to be upbeat and positive, because those are the people that live in a positive world. Those are the people that are very close to Hashem. Those are the people that live life in such a positive moment every minute of their life. Thank you so much for coming.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org